It's now 7 after the hour on the Friday Good Day program. Among other things, we like to have our body and soul and mind helped by having proper food. And here to help us with that is Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is a savior in many ways for many people. He's a guy that goes into restaurants that are having a problem and makes their problems worse. It's very helpful to have Louis around. So I decided that we ought to make everybody's problems worse. That's why we've got him here, to help you have a miserable life, a horrible day.
The real life Chef Ramsay, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Part of the running themes to Entourage this year. You know that show, right, Louis?
Yes.
Entourage, okay. So Jeremy Piven's wife's character is having an affair with Bobby Flay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that's funny.
Now, Bobby Flay in real life, unless something has happened, was married to the blonde assistant DA from Law and Order. And I can never remember her name. I just remember meeting her once.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. She was, we had her at one of those, whether we did an event in New York, was it the Claiborne
play? Yeah, it was the Liz Claiborne.
Liz Claiborne right. Yeah. Okay. And now I want to remember her name, and I can't. But
I've heard he thinks highly of himself.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, at least he's got an attorney for a wife.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I'm guessing that if he's playing that part, I mean, he's not an actor for sure.
No.
So why is he? It's a question. I'm asking something.
Which Law and Order was she on?
She was in SVU.
Oh, SVU.
She was the original. Actually, she was in both of them. She was in the original Law & Order as one of them, and then she went to SVU and has had a recurring role there. Tall, sort of thin, blonde, and as soon as you say her name, I'm going to recognize it. Anyway.
Leslie Hendricks?
Nope. No. Uh-uh. No. Anyway, I don't know that that's important to the story, except I was thinking of Bobby Flay and how much better you are than he is, so how come you're
not? Oh, my God.
Why in the world is he getting all his notoriety and Louis DeAngelis is not? What's the story? What's the problem?
Because he's just a pretty face, that's why.
Oh, is that what it is?
I have a face for radio, Doug.
Uh-huh. I've noticed that. That's one of those strange things. You and I have actually never met physically. We've never been in the same room together. It's amazing how over years and years, you've been here, what, 3 years, 4 years? How long have you been?
3 years.
3 years. And yet, we have never actually been in the same room together. I could say I wish that were the case with Richie and me, but that's not really the case.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to see each other.
Not enough of with you. I don't get in the same room with Jennifer.
Nearly enough.
That tells me you need to take a trip to Florida.
That could be it.
Should.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so anyway, let's see what we're going to do to save the world today, or at least talk about what you need to understand about these new charts, the daily requirements according to the government. The food pyramid has been changed now. It isn't the pyramid, it's a dish, right?
Right.
Yeah. So
it's
what's
very
the,
confusing.
Yeah, what's the point? I mean, who pays attention to it anyway?
Well, first of all, you look at it, even the old pyramid or any of the nutrient charts. You look at it and says, you have to have 7 servings of this, 3 servings of that. What does that really mean? You really got to dig
in. How
into
big
it.
Is a serving? If you go to a restaurant, a good restaurant often doesn't over-serve you, and some of the restaurants that are family style do over-serve you. So, servings. How do we determine what the serving is?
Well, a good serving in a good restaurant not only just gives you your plate that you've ordered, your entree, but they give you a couple of courses.
Yeah.
And this way you're not barraged with too many of any one item. And one of the things that if you look at the food pyramids or any of the nutritional charts, one of the most overused in our lives is the proteins. Absolutely way overused. Meats and beans.
Really?
And, well, they say you should have a serving a day of meat, for example, but the serving size is 5.5 ounces. And how many times do we stop and say, well, how much is 5.5 ounces?
Not much.
Well, if you have a quarter pounder, a hamburger in a day, a good-sized hamburger, that's all the protein you need for the entire day, 50 to 65 grams of protein.
You can have a protein shake as far as that's concerned.
Well, you can have, how about this? 1 ounce is the same as a tablespoon of peanut butter. So now, a good peanut butter sandwich is going to have 4 or 5 tablespoons of peanut butter in it.
Yeah.
And if you make an Elvis sandwich, peanut butter and banana, you've not only knocked out all your proteins for the day, but you've eaten half of the fruit and requirement that you need for the day.
I had one on Monday.
Yeah, and
in honor of Elvis' death.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, I had a friend of mine.
His birthday, Richie, didn't you hear?
That's what Michelle Bachman said.
Right.
Well, what got me started on this was years ago, a good friend of mine was a bodybuilder. Came to me and said, you know what, I have a problem with my diet. Now, I'm not a nutritionalist, but food is that important that I'm going to look things up and I'm going to learn I'm going to try and learn what the foods are. Not just that they taste good, but you got to put out a balanced dish. And his diet, before he'd go into a competition, he was loading up on proteins. I mean, just heavily loading up on proteins because he thought he was bulking up. But he actually lost 1/2 inch off his biceps. He says, what is going on? Well, if you look at people that were doing that Atkins diet, okay, here's what happens. You overload on proteins. Your liver produces a thing called ketones. Now, we all know that the Atkins diet tells you to go into ketosis. That's where your breath smells, your urine stinks. You know that you're losing weight because of that. But what kind of weight are you losing, Doug? You know, our listeners don't realize just how dangerous this is. Ketones come into your system. Your body knows that's a bad thing. So your body tries to flush the ketones out of your system. So you lose weight the first week because it's all water weight. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens when you lose too much water? Okay, you go into a mild or worse type of dehydration. You might not feel it. You might not realize it. But your body's going through dehydration. And the first place you lose weight is muscle and bone, not fat. Fat has to be burned off. Any way you look at it, it's not easy. You got to burn fat. But you'll lose muscle mass, and that's what he was going through. And the worst thing is the muscle that you use constantly that never stops is your heart muscle, and that's the first place you lose weight from.
Mm.
And that's so dangerous. You know, you got to be so careful when you overload on protein. What I did with him was we balanced him out with more leafy green vegetables, which are good for calcium,
yep,
and pasta. To give him a little bit of slow-burning carbs, like rice and pasta. And within a month, he was back up to size. Matter of fact, he ended up with an extra inch on his arms because of that.
Really? Yeah. So what did you give him? You fed him what?
Pasta.
Pasta.
Some rice.
Yeah.
And balanced it off with lean meat, like chicken and fish. That was the only, and a lot of peanut butter. That was the protein he needed.
A lot of peanut butter?
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Five tablespoons of peanut butter is all you need for your proteins a day.
I've changed my afternoon snack to apple slices with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Really?
Now you're knocking out fruit, and you're knocking out your proteins for the day.
Yeah, peanut butter is a good peanut butter. I mean,
you got the good stuff.
Yeah, you got to watch these.
I use Smart Balance stuff.
Yeah,
ground up cashew.
Crazy Richards or something like that.
Almond butter is so good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, almond butter.
Almond butter. All right, so.
So there's your first one is your meat. You got to be so careful. And you don't have to have meat. You can have poultry. You can have eggs.
Yep.
You know, 5.5 ounces. 1 ounce of meat is the same as 1 ounce of cooked meats, fish.
How many eggs is that?
One egg.
How do you keep from if you're having pasta and rice and lean meat, peanut butter, that sort of thing, acknowledging that that's for a sort of bodybuilder, how do you keep them from putting on weight, fat, never mind, weight,
well,
fat,
portion
pasta,
control.
Rice and stuff.
Portion control.
That's
if you're going to take carbs, you at the same time as taking your carbs, you have to burn them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to burn them. Walking, exercise. We're a sedentary society. I mean, come on. How many times you see people on the stairway? Everybody's crowding in the elevator. You know, we're a lazy society.
Yeah.
And so when you stop and think about it, you go into a restaurant and you have yourself a double burger or you have a big piece of meat. That's more than the proteins you need. And you'll get proteins from so many other places you don't realize. You're barraging yourself with protein.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have an egg in the morning or a tablespoon of peanut butter, like I said, or a half an ounce of nuts. That's equivalent to 1 ounce of protein.
Really?
Yeah. Or a quarter cup of cooked dry beans. That's a whole ounce of protein. That's, you know, 5 of those is all you need. So we overuse proteins. And when you look at the food chart and you look at proteins, you look at the meat and beans, and you say, okay, I need servings from here. 5.5 ounces is more than you need to get your 50 to 65 grams of protein.
Wow.
More than that, you're hurting yourself.
We're talking about the new food, the pyramid's gone away. Now it's a dish. Your food needs.
Yeah.
From a man who's an expert in this sort of thing. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with us on Good Day. One of the things that food affects, and we know this, every aspect of our body, we have different things that we need to feed it or not feed it if you want things to get out of the way, out of hand. Your prostate is affected by the fat intake that you have. If you have eaten more fats over your lifetime than you ought to have, chances are your prostate is now challenged. How's that? That's a good way of putting it, right? Your prostate doesn't work well, and therefore you will not rest well. A way to sort of master this, or at least modify the amount of fats that you're taking in and what their effect will be on your prostate, is to use the Master Prostate Blend. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients that are shown and proven to promote healthy prostate function. And the number one thing that happens is you get a good night's rest, a good night's sleep. Call now for Master Prostate and take advantage of the opportunity you have to get one of their million bottles. They're giving away a million bottles. Call 800-716-6520 and get a free bottle. Prostate Relief. Doctors have revealed this is the way to do it. Here's the best part. It's free. Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Get in on it. 800-716-6520.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Remember that life is magical, miraculous, with possibilities that have no limit. And now you must take it upon yourself to live it fully, as Diana Muldaur has done. Pretty prolific actress. She was Rosalind on L.A. Law, a baddie, as I recall. But she's been in lots of different television shows, movies. You definitely recognize her. I think she started out with Tony Randall. I was in Star Trek The Next Generation. She was on McCloud. She was in the movie Born Free. You have to recognize her if you saw it. We would. Born the State.
No, I have to go look at her.
38. You'd recognize her. Absolutely. All right, 1938, so that makes her, what, 73 today. Happy birthday to her. Ginger Baker, the drummer for Cream, is here. Ginger Peter Baker plays the trumpet also. Where I'm Going, Sunshine of Your Life, one of their hits. He was born in the state 1939, so he's 72.
Yeah.
Now, best one is up so far, Johnny Nash, Richie.
Can see clearly now the rain.
No,
I can see clearly now. Steer It Up, Hold Me Tight.
I can see all.
Very special love. Johnny Nash, born in the state 1940, so he's 71 today. Steer It Up. Steer It Up.
It's going to be a bright.
Bright.
Sunshining day.
Another good one, Richie, is Billy J. Kramer. His real name, by the way, is William Ashton. I changed that. Bill Ashton, not as good as Billy J. Kramer, I suppose not. The group that he was identified with is the group known as the Dakotas. Little Children is... Sister Bad to Me, another pretty good song that he did. Jill St. John, whose real name is Jill Oppenheim, was first in the Bond film Diamonds Are Forever, and then once everybody saw what she looked like, she didn't have to work too hard for the rest of her career. She's married now. Let me think. Married to...
checking your scorecard?
No, she's married to Wagner. Robert Wagner. Married her after Natalie Wood died. All right, so that's... Remember, that's her story.
Yeah.
Okay, next up on the list here is Ian Gillan. Is it Gillan or Gillan? I guess it's Gillan. From Deep Purple. He's one of the members of that group. 66 today. Born on this day, 1945. A number of successful LPs. I guess we ought to mention William Jefferson Clinton, right?
Happy
yes,
birthday.
You should.
You know he's a vegan now?
Is he?
Really?
He is. He
no
just,
more hamburgers for Bubba.
No, he's all vegan, he said.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. For him, 42nd president. And many people wish he were still the president. The people who hated him when he was in there, they love him now. Oh, my God. Born in the state 1946, so Bill Clinton is, he's 65 today, becoming a senior citizen. He's wondering if he's got his Medicare all signed up. Let's see here. Gerald McCraney.
Oh.
was on Simon and Simon.
That was a great
as
show.
As Rick. That was a good one. But he's been in a lot of other things as well.
Yeah. Major Dad.
Mm-hmm. Murder by Moonlight.
Yep.
Blind Vengeance. Take Me Home. John Denver Story. Born in the State, 1947. So he's 61. John Deacon is the bass player for Queen, Richie.
Well, here's where he shines.
Yep. Tipper Gore's birthday is today.
Oh, that's weird.
Tipper Gore and Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah. Did they get divorced yet, she and Al?
Bill Clinton and Tipper Gore, no.
Jonathan Frakes, Riker, Star Trek Next Generation, 59 today. Peter Gallagher, who's Sandy on the OC, is 56. Adam Arkin is Aaron on Chicago Hope. He's 55 today. Happy birthday. Everybody having a good birthday today.
Some say they drive the engine of our economy.
All businesses. So the better we can help make sure they can employ and cover their workers.
With health insurance.
I think it really benefits all of us.
A provision in the Affordable Care Act can help. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
If you are a small business owner, you now qualify for subsidies from the government to help you offset the cost of covering your workers.
Jeff Thiemann, Senior Director of Health Reform Initiatives at the Catholic Health Association.
You'll get a certain amount of the money you spent on health insurance back in the form of a tax credit.
Here's an example. Vintage Vinyl is a small record store in St. Louis that has 16 full-time and 6 part-time employees. Business owner Lou Prince.
We laid out close to $80,000 in health insurance last year, and we're going to get about 20% of it back. It's a great deal for small business.
Prince is looking forward to 2014 when the exchange system kicks in and there will be some price controls.
One of the things that I think the exchanges are going to do is give me the benefit of a certain amount of cost certainty. I don't know until I actually bid out my insurance every year if it's going to go up 2% or 22%.
For more specific information on the provisions in the Affordable Care Act, check these websites, aarp.org/getthefacts and healthcareinyou.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car market.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Past the hour, who else would be calling Chef Louie at 33 after the hour than us? We are the Good Day program.
That's right.
Mr. McFadden, Ms. Horn.
That's her.
Hello.
Mr. Steffen.
Yeah, that's you.
Ms. Fasinelli is Gonzo.
Rafting.
Yeah, she's rafting.
She's not rafting. She's at a Cracker Barrel. Where did she post yesterday on Facebook?
Cracker Barrel. Steak salad at Cracker Barrel.
She orders that. She tells us she's going on this trip to go rafting down the Grand Canyon.
Cracker Barrel.
Out in the wild. She's at the Cracker Barrel eating steak salad.
They have a gift shop. That's not wild.
Yeah. Where's my cheese log, Roberta? Huh? I'm looking for something in the mail today, a little something something.
Yeah. All right. Here we are with Chef Louie DeAngelis discussing the new, not food pyramid, but food recommendations from your friends who know all, tell all, see all, hear all, sense all, the federal government, smarter than any other. There's just so much brilliance here.
It hurts, actually.
It does hurt. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hurts us all.
We need them to be telling us this like we need a pimple on our butt. However, it does make for interesting and useful conversation in that we can look at these things. It sort of underscore. Unless you have, you're a human. If there are people walking around the planet who actually don't know this, people walking, and I suppose there are, because we do, now that I think about it, Louis, such a terrible job educating people about their health in our public school system. Ought to be one of the number one things we concern ourselves with, but oh no, no civics, no phys ed, no health programs, none of that stuff, because we want people to get sick and old and become dependent on the government health program. There, I just said it. Okay,
Oh, you're my friend.
There it is. I just said it.
Yep.
All you have to do is go to the supermarket and see how many people that are horribly overweight in an electric shopping cart.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And you'll know how many people do not follow the recommendations.
Yeah. All right. So underscore.
I would say the recommendation isn't really probably the best recommendation it could be.
Well, this what I'm going through is not the federal. This is not the what the federal government says. This is a composition of what all the doctors are saying. You know, 5.5 ounces of meat.
Protein. This is a recommendation for people who have some common sense.
Right.
Yeah. They also tell you to get milk. Now, we overuse protein, and guess what we underuse, and that's milk and dairy.
Yep.
And it's not hard to get it. You need 3 cups.
I got as much as you want.
All you need is 3 cups of milk or dairy a day for your calcium. And it's not just from milk. I mean, it could come from, if you have a problem, if you're lactose intolerant, you can get it from tofu. You can get it from dried beans. You can get it from turnip greens, mustard greens. And believe it or not, you get it from sardines. As much calcium as you could possibly take.
Ew. Who eats sardines?
My wife.
Oh, my God, of this stuff. My father used to eat them. They are the grossest.
Yeah.
Horrible. Oh, they stink. Ew. They look awful. Yeah.
And they're so delicious.
Gross.
No.
Gross.
And they're full of calcium.
They're gross. No wonder you have a face for radio. You eat that stuff.
I eat them. I don't rub them on me. But anyway, all you need is 3 cups.
Okay, so let's talk about it. So 3 cups, obviously 3 cups of milk. That's easy.
Yeah, 1 cup of milk is equivalent to 1 cup of dairy that you need. 8 ounces of yogurt. One of those little containers of yogurt, and you knocked out 1 whole cup out of your 3 cups you need a day. Or 2 ounces of cheese. Of a 1.5 ounce, really, of natural cheese. Now you go to the processed cheese and you got another problem. Now you get into the fats that you should consume sparingly, as they all say. So I stay away from that and just go for some natural cheese.
What's natural cheese?
Like a Swiss, a Gouda, any of the soft cheeses that are natural.
You're going to love it at my dairies. You're going to have to go up here and visit, Louis. When we get the cheese stuff, we're going to make with. We're finishing the raw milk, the raw cheese room where we'll hang the stuff for 60 days. And then we have a regular processing plant where you dump 100 gallons or so of milk into this vat. It pasteurizes it. So we'll do some pasteurized, some not.
You're going to do cheese curds? I've seen people selling those more and more now.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? There is way too much.
Way?
Curds.
Oh, my God.
Next, like Louie. Yeah. Okay. It's my funny for the day. Notice that Rich did not chuckle.
I'm trying to find, there's a book out that Dr. Jack recommended to us called Why We Get Fat.
Yeah, we get fat because we eat too much.
And the guy had an interesting take on the food pyramid, and I'm trying to find it while you guys are chatting
But I'm just saying, the book is one page, that's it. We get fat because we eat too much of the wrong stuff.
And
that's
don't exercise.
That's the book.
Yeah. If you follow
but if you've got the government telling you this is healthy and what you should be eating, and
why
it's
would
really
you listen
not,
to the government? Why would anybody with any sense listen to anything the government says?
Dang.
Seriously.
You just hit on it.
You follow somebody like Gene Ornish, some of the doctors that are out there that are really strong in nutrition. And I'm not a nutritionalist, but I want to put out a healthy plate. And if you follow this, the rules that I'm telling you, the different recommendations of 2 cups of this, 3 cups of that, you're going to end up with an 1,800 to 2,000 calorie day that is a healthy 1,800 to 2,000 calories.
Uh-huh.
Add that to moving around a little bit, maybe walking from, you know, park at the farthest parking spot you can from where you work or from...
I know a lot of people who do that.
I'm sorry?
I know a lot of people who do that.
Yeah. Well, look at... Here's a great example, grains. Now, they never tell you, the federal government doesn't tell you anything other than you need 6 servings from grains. You know, and if, you know, you sit there and scratch your head and say, okay, what am I supposed to do, put my head in an oat bucket with my horse and eat? No, because 6 servings, you know, you're talking about 6 ounces. And you got an entire group of bread, cereals, rices, pastas, any grain products. An ounce is equivalent to 1 slice of bread. An ounce is equivalent, you ready for this? 1/2 of a hamburger bun. So somebody eats 2 hamburgers in a day, you've hit all your carbs you need. You hit all the grains that you're going to have. And out of that 6 ounces of grains, 3 of them really should be something with high fiber, like whole grains. Like a corn tortilla. 1 corn tortilla. That's 1 ounce of whole grain. That's good for you.
All right, I found this reference here. And just basically to sum it up, in the 60s when the food pyramid first came out, the doctors for the government started looking at the fats and proteins and started saying, uh-oh, fats, heart disease, bad. Less of them. Let's do more carbohydrates, which is low fat, good. And this is one of the reasons why this guy says we are fat, because of this kind of mentality that's really, I mean, you know, it's in our food pyramid. It's everybody starts to go, okay, yeah, I want to eat less fats. I'm going to have more carbs. Carbs really do make us fat.
Sure.
Yeah.
And protein makes you
so for 40 years, we've been buying into this. And
why do you think you're so fat? You have all that beer.
No, it's not the beer. I grew up eating pasta and bread and all of that kind of stuff.
And it's all white flour. I mean,
it's all white flour.
I'm
the perfect example. I mean, I was an active kid, but I mean, when you grew up in the 70s and the late 60s and the 70s, I mean, you were eating pasta and fried foods and bread and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
The real word behind all of this is balance. That's the whole thing.
Hey, well, when it comes to the white
portion
floury
of
stuff, yeah. You should try to not have any of that if you can.
Well,
I mean, try to
about
do
it. You're talking about 6 ounces is all you need in a day.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, try to have the
but
wheat
wouldn't
version.
Wouldn't it be better to get whole wheat instead of white Wonder Bread?
Oh, absolutely. That's most doctors will recommend half of that 6 ounces from whole grain. So if you're eating whole grain bread, you have a sandwich with whole grain bread, okay, or wheat, a whole wheat bread. Now you're looking at, you've already had 2 ounces of your 6 ounces that you need for the day. But you know how many slices of bread people eat in a day? Go to a restaurant. Look at how many, those biscuits and bread that they knock down before they start eating.
That's my problem. That's what always does it for me.
Yep.
I love bread before a meal or in Dunkin' and soup. Always. In the wintertime when I'm eating that stuff.
Just get the wheat version. Get a wheat roll.
No, I'm just not going to have it. I just I've decided I'm not going
to
have it.
And vegetables. Look at how, they all, it's so simple to get the vegetables you need. And that balances, the vegetables balance everything.
Mm.
2.5 cups is all you need a day.
All right, so we've given everybody everything they need to know now about what they're supposed to eat.
And fruits. One other thing is fruits. You need 2 cups of fruits, which is simple. An apple, that's 1 cup. A banana, another cup. Just eat some fruit every day.
Yeah. Blueberries, strawberries.
A cup of blueberries, and you've not only eaten a
melon.
Yeah.
I'm just going through what I've eaten this morning. Blueberries, strawberries.
Hey,
grapes,
Louis, just clarification
cherries,
here. Are blueberries the same thing as blueberries?
Oh, shut
up. I just want to make sure I'm getting the right thing.
All right, Chef Louis DeAngelis with his connection to reality when it comes to your food. Check him out. His.
I can't even say it right.
That's true, so you might as well be quiet.
Blueberry.
Yeah.
Burry.
The Chef Louis appearance here is brought to you by people who have sense, and that's me, I think.
That wouldn't be us, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer. Rich. Anyway, Louis is at your disposal. You can check out a lot of the stuff that he has.
We may not have sense, but at least we can
say
blueberry.
And Doug Steffen, what is that? What possible problem could there be the way you pronounce a food?
It's not strawberry, though. It's strawberry.
Strawberry.
It's just so funny that blueberry ends up being Colin Powell.
Colin Powell has lots of blueberries. It's very good.
Colin Powell.
In a moment, the top 10 food brands in the world, most recognizable food brands in the world. Top 10 list of that. If you used to be energetic, feel like Richie, you fall asleep on the couch when you get home, he's asleep by 6:30, you're irritable like Richie is, you're so out of shape. If you don't want to be like Richie when you grow up,
I
suggest that you take the risk-free trial opportunity presented to you by Ageless Male.
That's right.
Which is a natural supplement shown to raise you.
I take it every day.
Yeah, I know you do.
I eat my cereal.
Look at what good it does you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure that I want you out there as a spokesperson for this stuff. Anyway, Richie's going to need to have an injection, but you don't have to have one. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, nothing to buy. If you want to change your body back, if you want to change your mood back, if you want to improve your sex life back to where it was, then you need to get into this the risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Once you get on it, you'll see that what they're saying is true, and that's why they give you the free opportunity to start, because they know you'll be convinced. Get rid of the bad stuff. Get the good stuff into your system. It doesn't matter who you are. It matters only that you understand what it is that you want your body to be like. Boost your testosterone naturally by 61%. It's Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement. Ageless Male. Call this number now, 800-864-4031. It's a game changer for your life. It will be. 800-864-4031. Don't wait. Ageless Male now, 800-864-4031.
I'm in the, I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
All right, let's get at this. The top 10 most recognized food brands in the world.
Number 10.
Dr. Pepper.
Number 9.
Heineken.
Number 8.
Hershey.
Number 7.
Betty Crocker.
Number 6.
Baskin Robbins.
Number 5.
Kellogg.
Number 4.
Pillsbury.
Number 3.
Did I say Pillsbury?
Yes.
Pillsbury.
Pillsbury.
Pillsbury. Come on. What is the problem? What are you doing?
Number 3
is Nestle.
Number 2.
Pepsi Cola.
Number 1.
Coca Cola.
How'd you know?
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
So what's the only non-American one? Heineken and what else?
Heineken, and I think that's it. Nestle belongs to an English company, I think. But I'm
they
not
do
sure
now,
it.
Yes.
You might be right, yeah.
Yeah, right. Other than that, All-American Companies, this is the
wow.
All-American.
Hey, wow. The good news.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. You can get fat with all those American companies. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Like yourself this weekend. You deserve your love and affection, so give yourself
some
love.
I just liked myself on Facebook.
Good for you.
Cool. It was fun.
51 after the hour.
I'm going to like you too, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Tell me
the name of.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Just when you thought things were settling down on Wall Street. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Last week on Wall Street, you remember last week, the wild swings down, up, and back down by several hundred points either way. This week, we seem to be returning to a more normal trading pattern, but there was an underlying nervousness, an anxiety about the weakness of our economy. And during the day yesterday, that anxiety played out with another sell-off. At the closing bell, the Dow finished with a loss of more than 400 points. We'll have the exact numbers for you in a bit, but it was another of those high-volume days with market movement spiking on fears over the European debt crisis, along with some disturbing domestic data. Pete Najarian, co-founder of OptionsMonster.com, says this roller coaster ride is likely to continue for a while.
If you want to be part of the ride, you have to understand it's a Dramamine ride that sometimes can feel very good, but at other times your stomach's going to be caught up in the air.
No doubt about that. And we mentioned the negative economic data that played into yesterday's losses, specifically home sales. The National Association of Realtors reporting a 3.5% drop in existing home sales for July. Spokesman Walter Maloney says tighter restrictions by banks on approving mortgages factored into those lower figures.
16% of our members report contract failures last month. These are cancellations that are caused largely by declined mortgage applications.
Maloney points out potential home buyers are now required to have a higher credit score as compared to 4 years ago.
Today, on a conventional mortgage, you need a credit score of about 760. In 2007, it was 730.
Any silver linings here? Well, although existing home sales did go down last month, they are still 21% higher than July of 2010. I guess that's something. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here are those numbers from Wall Street. The Dow plummeting 419 points yesterday to 10,991. S&P lost 53. NASDAQ fell 131 points. Gold prices spiking to nearly $1,826 an ounce. Another record. Oil prices down $5.20 a barrel to $82.38. No shortage of wild weather across parts of the country last night. Severe thunderstorms causing lengthy delays at major airports across the Northeast. Out west in Arizona, another blinding dust storm swept across the Phoenix area on a record-setting 112-degree day. The thick dust forced Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport to enforce a ground stop until the sky cleared enough for controllers to see aircraft on the ground. This is the third massive dust storm over the past 2 months for this area. The dust also being labeled as a possible factor in multiple auto accidents. And finally, they're still talking about it across Canada, or at least in Windsor, Ontario. They're calling it the wedding of the year, and it happened last weekend. Turns out Sean Lippert is one sneaky bridegroom. A while back, Sean convinced his fiancée, Colleen, to elope and get married in Las Vegas. But Sean actually had something else in mind, a surprise wedding.
Everybody makes it sound like it was like this thing that was out of the blue. We planned to elope on September 10th, and then we were going to have a barbecue September 17th and surprise everybody. But I just moved it all up a month ahead. That's all I did.
Colleen knew nothing about this, but at this surprise wedding held in a local tavern with 200 friends and family members attending, Colleen actually had picked everything out without knowing it.
All I did was over an entire year, I would ask her a question here and there, and then it would be like, you know, what's your favorite cake? And she was like, oh, cherry chip cake, and I would just check it off.
Wonder if Sean will remember all of Colleen's favorites on their 20th wedding anniversary. Not likely. Anyway, let's hear from Colleen. What did she think about all this?
I was so floored that this was actually happening. Like, I was getting married right then and there. I was so happy that it didn't even matter.
Best of luck to the newlyweds. There will undoubtedly be more surprises to come. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm gonna say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.